need some language help?
Ask us a question.
你问我答.
From BBC Learning English.
Hello, I'm Rob, and it's time to answer another question.
Welcome to Q&A. 你问我答 节目，我是冯菲菲。
This week's question comes from Danny. Let's find out what he's been asking.
I am a die-hard fan of your program. Today, while looking up the word applicable, I found a tricky use of this word. It's where applicable. I couldn't figure out what exactly it means. Could you help me on this? Thank you. Best wishes from Danny in Tianjin.
来自天津的丹尼是你问我答节目的忠实粉丝。He's a die-hard fan.
That means he's certainly a big fan and a loyal fan, which is a good thing. But a real definition of a die-hard person is someone who is resistant to change.
Well, that's good. We can't change his mind about being a die-hard fan.
That's true. Anyway, that wasn't the question, Feifei.
No, Danny 想知道 where applicable 的意思。Where shall we start?
Okay, well, let's start with the word applicable, which comes from the verb to apply. One example is to apply for a job.
但是 applicable 来源于动词 apply. 比如说你可以 apply for a job, 申请一个工作。That's when you fill in an application form.
Yes, sometimes you have to, don't you? But to apply can also mean to be relevant or appropriate to something or to someone.
To apply 还可以表示应用或适用于某事或者是某个人。
So, for example, if I said most women love the actor George Clooney, would that statement apply to you, Feifei?
Of course it would. He's gorgeous. But why are you writing that down?
I'm just filling in a form about likes and dislikes. I'll just tick the box on this form and say that this statement applies to you. That's the same as saying it's applicable to you. Is that okay?
Okay, then. 就是说如果某件事情涉及到你或者适用于你的时候那么这件事情对你就是 applicable.
Yes, the word is used as an adjective. So, Feifei, have you ever been asked about George Clooney before?
Not until then.
And have you ever been stopped in the street and asked to fill out a questionnaire like this?
Excuse me, madam. We're doing a survey about favourite film stars. Would you mind filling in this questionnaire and ticking the boxes where applicable? Thank you.
上面这位男士想请另外一个人来帮他填写一份关于电影明星的调查问卷 to complete a questionnaire. 他说请在适当的地方打对勾。I can't say I've ever been asked that before, but that man used the term where applicable.
Yes, he means tick the relevant boxes where they apply to you, where applicable.
So, where applicable is something you could see on a form. 这里的意思就是说在对于一个涉及到你或者是对你有关的一个句子的陈述后面打对勾。Oh, I get it.
And it's not just on forms. You may be asked in a situation like this.
Okay, everybody, listen carefully. For your next assignment, I'd like you to write an essay about the best method for learning English, using suitable examples where applicable.
I can think of some good examples. 他想让学生们写一篇对涉及到的问题能给出恰当举例的文章。So he wants examples that are relevant and appropriate.
Yes, and they must apply to the theme of the essay. So, come on, Feifei, where are these examples that you can think of?
On the BBC UK China website, of course.
Uh-huh.
欢迎大家每天登录 bbcukchina.com 获取免费的英语学习资料。当然也能收听到更多你问我答节目。
And don't forget to send us your questions to questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk.
希望今天的节目回答了 Danny 的问题。Now, Rob, can you speak some Chinese where applicable?
Okay, I'll try.
好的，感谢收听，下次再见。
Is it my turn now?
Yes.
再见。
Question and answer of the week.
你问我答。